Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also get involved in the conversation. It ain't that hard. Come on. You can pick up the phone and call. You can text me. You can write to me. You know, email me, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always, 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 again, appreciate your time with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And that you're involved and somewhat engaged. I would hope most of you are engaged. Matter of fact, if you don't want to get involved in state, local, or, state or federal stuff, that's fine when it comes to politics. But stop complaining about schools and what have you if you don't at least get involved at the local level. Right? Your school board members, your water board members, your city council members, that kind of stuff. After the first break, Tita Gleason's going to join me. Now, she's the executive director of Real Impact. The purpose is to monitor legislation, elections, and cultural issues for pastors and churches. Now, you'll notice there's a little bit of a theme tonight, and when I'm going down, here's the deal. I am so tired of for years they have been making fun of or pushing us to the back burner, pushing, Christians and when it comes to school and ridiculing what they believe in. And you know what? I see enough complaints. And I talk to enough people, and I get enough emails to where some of you say, well, you're blown out of proportion like you did Merry Christmas. No, actually, we're not. If you treated a gay or lesbian or transgender child, or I should say if some teachers, some administrators, some parents of these groups or what have you, if they treated the Muslim or gay and lesbian kids the same way they treat the Christian kids about their belief systems, there would be an uproar. There would be recalling every school board member up and down this state. But they're quiet. Well, I'm not going to be quiet. And if you got other school board members that are listening, do not be quiet. Look, protect everybody, not just if you're a Christian, not just Christian kids, but protect the Christian kids as equally as you would protect any other child at that school. Any other child. And this phony narrative that if I don't believe in your lifestyle or I don't believe in your way of living or I believe in God and you don't, therefore I must hate you, why is it the other way around? Right? I mean, I believe in God. You make fun of me for believing in something I can't touch, feel, see, or smell. You as an atheist, what can you see, touch, or smell? Right? I mean, seriously, you got more faith than I do. You believe that you came here from some kind of, you are a mega million mistakes, right? I mean, isn't that what evolution is? A whole bunch of mistakes made by Mother Nature. And this is how this perfect body came across. I mean, we are, as fragile as we are pretty perfect, don't you think? I don't do the stories on the show, but I was reading a story the other day about somebody who lost a young person, mind you, lost a whole hemisphere of their brain. And within a relatively short period of time, the other side picked everything up. Figure that one out. I'm sure that was a process of evolution. Yeah, the only evolution there was God going, how should I work that out? That's the only evolution that was. So Gina speaks publicly, and she's right now she goes to the California public school system, and she's dealing with the sex ed. And it's funny because you've heard me say on the show a million times, it ain't sex ed anymore. I mean, it isn't reproductive rights. It isn't reproductive health. It isn't that kind of thing. It is, for all intents and purposes, true sex education. How to have it, how to have it safely, how to have it a multitude of ways, how to have it with yourself. I'm not joking, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny, I'm serious. And simply, I don't know, for some of you in California, state of California, even other places, you can do the same thing. Just Google something like California schools that teach elementary schools sex ed. Right? Or how to teach sex ed. Whatever, any one of those terminologies. You will pull up a whole bunch of stories. I mean, California has overhauled. Must have been pretty bad, right? They overhauled their sex education guidance on what they're going to teach kids, at what grade levels, what they can get away with. Because that's really what it is. What can we get away with? What can we pull off without getting in trouble? And they've done it and they're calling it sex ed health is what they're calling it. Which is hilarious. Because that's not it. It's how to have sex. Sorry, but that's what it is. And they also have a program called the California Healthy Youth Act. Now, you sit back and you go, well, that doesn't sound bad. You're going to teach my kid how to be healthy? I'm sure they're talking about, you know, right, physical health and working out and exercise and none of that. No, not at all. It's all about sex education. It's all about having sex safely. I'll do that, thank you. I'll teach my kids about sex. I'll teach my kids about, from my perspective, from my point of view, no matter how outdated you think it is, it really doesn't matter. I had those kids, they're my kids, I'll teach them what's right and wrong, sexually, morally. I don't want the state doing it. Look what they're turning out. Look what they're doing on a regular basis. I mean, well, I could do a whole 2 hours on this one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, we've got a lot more coming up. I told you, Gina Gleason's going to join me after the break. You are going to be either horrified or happy that somebody's out there fighting for you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, if you want to be alerted via text before the show starts, it's really simple. Just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Give me your email address. Get involved, get engaged, or stop complaining. You know how I feel about this already. So, you know, I've been through this a million times with you. All right. You know, one of the things that we beat on continually on this show is when you complain about education, you send me emails about education, you send me stories about education, Where are you on education? Have I seen any of you? Have any of you told me about, you know, going to a school board meeting, finding out where they are, and don't say, well, geez, I don't know how to find out. We have this thing called the interweb, right? So you just go and you punch in your school district's name or even your school name, and it'll tell you what district it belongs to, and you can check out the board meetings, and you can check out what's on the board meetings, and go and speak up. And if you don't do anything else, go and just sit there and listen and take notes. And at some point in time, this will come back to help you out, help you in a cause. Because whether you're a grandmother, an aunt, an uncle, or a parent, your kids are affected by what's going on in your local school district. And if you live in California, you better be on your knees praying most of the time, because it is crazy town out here when it comes to education. Gina Gleason is the executive director of Real Impact, and their purpose is to monitor legislation, elections, and cultural issues for pastors and the church body as a whole. I've been watching Gina, paying attention to what she's been doing. She's a public speaker, and she's focused on what's going on in California right now with the, you know, they call it school sex education. I call it porn education to a big degree. Anyway, Gina, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time with me.
Hey, glad to be with you, Joe.
You know, I have been trying, well, I'm going to start off right with shock, okay? I have a couple of pages out of the books that they're trying to implement to some of these elementary schools, and they're, you know, I tell people all the time, this has nothing to do with a woman's right to choose or reproductive health or anything along those lines. You actually see illustrations of same-sex couples having sex, heterosexual couples having sex, kids pleasuring themselves, and I'm going, how is this? How is this an elementary class? How is this elementary education? Gina, how do you explain this to the people that you're out there speaking with?
Well, it's hard to explain if they don't want to be open to listening to what we have to say in the first place. They just don't want to accept that it's the truth. And we know because we've been paying attention. We have the proof. We've seen the material. You know, we've been to these events and have heard firsthand from these people that are in the fight. So we know the facts, and people have to be willing to hear us and listen to us and accept what we're saying, and that is the truth. But what's happening to our children is that they are being sexualized at the hand of our state government. The state government of California, yep. If you go to the California Department of Education website, there's a page that talks about comprehensive sex ed, explaining from their view what it is and what they want to accomplish. But it's interesting that they also list some books that they had recommended at one point for the teachers in the classroom, and then they had to pull those books from a recommended type of list because the parents were outraged once they started reading what was actually in the books. and it's just, you know, language that you wouldn't want some person who's not a family member, a husband, wife, talking to your children in a classroom behind closed doors about sexual topics and sex acts and, you know, questioning their, having the kids question their gender and those types of things. I mean, that is really happening. That's at the hand of our state government.
Well, here's what I love. And this is one of my things where I go, all right, it's great that you're out there. I would never stop you from being out there. But you know what you need to do? We need to get some of those school board trustees, right, the conservative trustees that are looking at those parents going, yes, I'm a trustee, and I'm being forced to put that on your kids. Because in California, the education boards that you guys elect in the different cities, not like it is in other states. In other states, it truly is the Board of Education. They decide within very loose guidelines from the state as to what your kids are being taught. In California, they shove it down on us. So 85% of what's going on in your schools, your local Board of Education is simply rubber stamping to the state saying, yes, we've implemented what you have pushed down on us. They're not coming up with it on their own. That's why it's so important to, you know.
And that's, you know, and that's a good point because, yes, you are being forced to implement these laws. You must comply with state law.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you have a platform where you should be alerting the parents, or not just you, I know you are, but others. They should be alerting the parents about the things that they are forced to implement in the school. And, you know, the public has to realize that you are being forced, your hands are tied, and you have to do these things by state law. But parents being alerted, that is so important because they, hearing from you, they're going to believe you, hopefully.
I hope so, too. Well, you know what it is? It's
not a big
really,
wish.
Yeah, you're really stretching there. No, but seriously, when it comes to this kind of stuff, what I find, and it's the only way I seem to be able to get the point across, and it makes them crazy, is I send them the pictures. I'm tired of playing soft shoe. So I send them the pictures and say, here's what I have to teach your child. This is when you come back from break, this is what they're going to be looking at. You good with that? And they go out of their minds when they see this stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, they should, because this, I mean, gosh, you know, I was a kid a long time ago, and we weren't ever exposed to anything like this. When we had sex education in the public school, it's nothing like what it is today. The boys went to one room, the girls went to the other room. You talked about, you know, the menstrual period and body odor, and that was pretty much it. Everyone was embarrassed. You got up and you walked out. Nowadays, they're asking the kids, you know, have you ever thought about being a different gender? When is it okay for a person to have oral, vaginal, or, you know,
yes,
backside kind of sex, you know, those kinds of questions. It's different from when we were growing up.
Yeah, listen, there's not much you can say that can embarrass anybody listening to this show, because I've said it all before. But,
okay.
But it's true. It is true, and I try to tell people, the innocence of our children is being lost in a lot of ways. For some odd reason, the state of California, who is, you know, 40 some odd when it comes to, you know, math and science, all right, when it comes to education, we are fixated on sex ed for our kids. We are fixated on what bathrooms they should use or not use. We're fixated on what titles everybody has. How does that help the whole? How does that help our kids succeed, not only when they go to other states, when they go to other countries? We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Tina Gleason is the executive director of Real Impact, and they're monitoring legislation, elections, and more to make sure your kids get taught properly. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just one day before a historic House impeachment vote, the president is blasting Democrats who've accused him of abusing his power. Writing in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they're the ones guilty of abuse of power and perversion of justice.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
He also said in the letter that the phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky was totally innocent, and that there was more due process in the Salem witch hunt trials. Not long after the letter was sent, the president told reporters he will take no responsibility for becoming just the third American Chief Justice to be impeached. He says he's done nothing wrong. Other Democrats, like Jamie Raskin, disagree with that assessment.
Overwhelming evidence that the President of the United States has committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Is with me. She's the executive director of Real Impact. Their purpose is to monitor legislation, elections, and cultural issues for pastors and the church. And you churchgoers, you. I mean, seriously. Do you really believe what it is you, when you go to church on Sunday, do you really believe what it is you go to church for? Because if you do, I'd be really, really careful as to what you put your kids out in front of. Anyway, Gina, thanks for joining me. Appreciate the work you do, and I appreciate you being on with me.
Oh, so glad to be with you, Joe. Thanks.
All right, so let's just, you know, let's get right back to it again. I mean, sex education isn't what it was like in the 70s where, you know, you saw the reproductive system, you kind of giggled, you knew how things worked through the system. It wasn't actually having sex. It was showing you how everything worked, if you would. Now, it's how to have it, how often you can have it, how to have safe sex, have sex with anything with a heartbeat. It's really gotten out of control in the education world, has it not?
Well, yeah, especially for our high school children. There's a one book called Sex, All You Need to Know to Get You Through Your Teens and Twenties, and it's about an inch and a half thick, and it's, you know, recommended on some of the websites that they send our kids to. And it's talking about bondage and fluid play and stupid sex acts that are, you know, I had to stop reading the book because it was just so terrible.
Yeah, and they make fun of us, you know. I mean, but
yeah,
you said,
yeah. I was like, I don't want to know about that. Thank you very much.
But you said it a minute ago, though. You went, you know, high school kids, and I get a little heat for saying that. But look, here's the reality: they're kids. They're 16, 17, just coming up on 18 years old. They're kids, and for you to believe they're anything else but kids, there's something wrong with you. Seriously,
well, and you know, the thing about it is we know what kids talk about when they're at school,
sure.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
they just say these things, right? But what's happening here is that these kids are being indoctrinated by the state. This is not just playground or, you know, lunchtime talk. This is coming from the state. They are bringing this curriculum into the classroom that is being forced. And so it's a whole different ballgame when you have the state forcing this upon your children.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. You were talking about a bill you're going to be working on here in January, and it's a bill to opt into these programs, not having to chase people. Clearly, parents don't read these things. They got a lot going on at home. They got a lot going on in their lives. These forms are sent home or not sent home, and they have to opt out of these things. You want to do it the other way around, correct?
Yeah. Senator Mike Morrell introduced a bill that says the sixth grade and younger must be opted in. And, of course, there are people who are fighting that.
Of course there are.
They don't want the children to be allowed to be opted in. I mean, these are sixth grade and younger, all the way down to kindergarten. But people are fighting it, believe it or not.
Yeah. No, I don't. I do believe it. I see what happens. I've had parents say to me they're appalled at the curriculum, but they don't want to come fight it because they'll just fix it at home. And I go, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. Once it gets in their head, it is almost impossible to get it out. Right?
Well, yeah, you have this person talking about sex acts in the classroom. What's happening is these boys and girls are sitting together in these classrooms. It's titillating to them, you know. It's stimulating something, some ideas and feelings that should never be happening in the classroom.
No. And they're kind of, I don't want to put this, they're kind of admonishing these kids to go with their feelings, no matter what those feelings are, right? I mean, sexual towards each other, towards gender orientation, whatever. I don't know what they're
Absolutely.
Calling it these days, but whatever. And that's more confusing. And then you go home, and mom, what do mom and dad say? No, you know what? That's not right. You shouldn't do whatever you feel. You shouldn't go whatever you feel. And they are getting mixed messages from people they're supposed to trust at school, and now you're bringing them home and giving them a totally different message, right?
And part of the curriculum, they are telling the kids to trust the teacher at the school and the trusted person at the school, the school nurse or those types of positions. And, you know, a lot of the times they want to just leave the parent out. They don't want the parent to have influence over the child. The school knows better how to raise your child, and it's by sexualizing them.
Yeah, it's really interesting, you know, you say that, and it's true. When they go to the schools, but we do it too, right? Don't we, from the time they're little, and the first time we take them to a school or some kind of a daycare like that, to trust that person that's a good person. They're going to take care of you. They're going to make sure you're safe. So, not that we shouldn't, but I mean, we do set them up for that to a degree, do we not?
Absolutely. I mean, same thing. You put your child in Sunday school and you think that that's all they need when it comes to knowing about Christ or church or biblical principles. No, it's still your responsibility.
My kids will tell you, the thing that always made me nuts was we'd be driving home from church on Sunday. They would be in the kids' church. And I would say, so what did you learn today? And they would start singing, you know, Jesus loves me, or say Jesus loves me. And after about 5 weeks, they go, wait a minute, are you guys like stuck on this one thing? Do you not know any more than that? So it was always, right? I mean, seriously, that's why you have to pay attention to what they're learning.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously,
you have
right?
to be talking to your kids. You have to have that relationship, that openness with them, because the world has a different view of how these kids should be raised, and it's not our view.
No. So you're trucking on up to Sacramento because you're going to teach them a lesson. I know, right? That was funny in and of itself. What kind of response are you getting from any of the Sacramento types?
Well, you know, for one thing, the conservatives are outnumbered. We all know that. So the audience is very small.
Yep.
But even that small audience, we are still trying to reach them. We are still trying to convince them to stand strong. I mean, it's an uphill battle, but, you know, you have to be fearless in this. You just have to really stick to your guns. And this is not, I don't think we're really called to win. I mean, I really believe that the Lord's hand is in all this, but we're called to stand. So I'm just trying to do my part and make a stand and let those legislators know that we are with them and that we're paying attention and we support them. And we do that as much as we can. And one of the ways we do that is by letting people in the church know what they're doing in Sacramento, the good guys and the bad guys.
Yeah, you should. You know what? Expose it all. Expose those guys that are supposed to be on our side, that we voted for, that we sent up there, and they're taking a soft shoe approach to these things. They're not look, if you're not going to protect our kids, you're not going to do anything else for me. So if I don't see you protecting the unborn life, all right, I don't see you protecting our young kids in education, you are my words, not yours. You are useless as a legislator. That's
well, you know, one of the things I do when I'm out speaking about comprehensive sex education, I talk about the voting record. I talk about the legislators who said yes to this for your children and those who said no. And people are shocked when I go into these districts where their senator and the assembly member voted for AB 329.
Yep.
And you can see them squirming in their seat because they probably voted for this character. And but raising awareness about where these legislators stand on an issue like this is so important. It's an eye-opener for some people.
Oh, again, I wish people just simply go and Google. If you live in California, just, you know, California legislation on sex education. I'm telling you, you're going to get bright red when you start reading some of the stuff, and you're not going to believe they're actually teaching your kids these things. And they are.
Well, I have one thing even better than that. They can go to our website, realimpact.us, and I have a whole page dedicated to comprehensive sex education where I outline exactly what it is, what they're teaching, the books that the state is recommending. I talk about the voting record and name all the legislators that voted for this law. They'll get a lot of information there.
Wow. Thanks a lot. I mean, I mean that sincerely. I'm so glad that they can go to one place and get it now. Oh, all we have to do is, get them to go there.
Yeah.
That would be great. I was complaining during the break on some of your parents that don't show up. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry for complaining, but I wish I had your phone number to call you and say, where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you here? That kind of thing. So I want to talk about the churches, because the churches can be a big form of support. What kind of response are you getting from them as a whole?
Well, I've been trying to reach out to the churches for years, and we tried it during Prop 8, which we had some success, and then we tried it during the co-ed bathroom petition, and we had some success, but we have never had a response like we are having today with this whole comprehensive sex education issue. I'm being invited into the churches. They're calling me. They're seeking me out. And these are not churches that I have had relationships with before. These are churches that know that I'm speaking about these issues. They hear it from another church.
We got to go.
And
we
they're
gotta
calling
go for a quick
me.
Break. Hold on, Gina.
Sure.
A quick break. We'll be back. I'll let you finish up on the other side. You listen to The Real Side.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, engaging, being involved. Don't just sit there listening. Do something. You know, I joke a lot of times with you guys, you Facebook warriors. How many minds, how many hearts have you changed pounding away on the keyboard? You know, seriously. And the amount of time you spend, the amount of people you talk to, how many people have you actually changed their minds? Now, that's not telling you not to put out some information that somebody can read and maybe get educated on. But take the time, take the precious time you have. Go to a school board meeting. Go to a water board meeting. Go to a city council meeting. See what's going on in your cities and towns. You know, Planned Parenthood's been trying to get into schools up and down the state for years now. And now what they're doing when they can't get into schools is they're pumping away at the city councils trying to find a spot to get in. You wouldn't know that if you just sit at home, I don't know, watching game shows, I guess, or reality TV. And then all of a sudden you find out you've got all these vape shops in town, you've got these dope shops in town, you've got Planned Parenthood in town, and you go, what happened? What happened? You were sleeping. That's what happened. And we're called, You know, there's a great teaching that I'm going to put up on my one of my websites. All right, it's for my Christian friends. It's occupy till I return. All right, he didn't say sit on the couch and drool all over yourself till I get back. You're to occupy him. When you find out what God said about taking these cities back or keeping these cities for Him, yeah, you got to do a little work. I don't have to tell you. Gina Gleason joins me. She's the executive director of Real Impact, and their purpose is to monitor legislation, elections, and cultural issues for pastors and church. Gina, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
So glad to be with you, Joe.
So, yeah, we have got a lot of work in front of us. And again, as I told people, you have got to understand that your kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, nieces and nephews, sons, daughters, whatever, are affected by other kids going to school. And you've got to be involved. And again, you have to be engaged. We were talking about the churches and how involved they are. You know I deal with quite a few of them, too. Some of them are hot on this. Some of them not so much. Where are you at with this? Your churches.
Are you asking me that?
Yeah. I mean, like, the churches that you go to or the churches you've tried, you know, because if you kind of work like I do, when you call these churches to tell them what you want to do or you're trying to get in or what have you, some of them will look at you and say, yeah, you know what? We don't deal with those issues. This is beyond
that's a very common response, but this sex education issue, I'm telling you, it is really opening the eyes of the pastors in the churches because, you know, the majority of the kids in the Sunday school classes are in public schools. And, you know, when they find out what they're learning, it puts a fire under them, and they're welcoming me into their churches, and it's just so amazing. I'm just overwhelmed by the reception I'm getting.
Do you have to bring the books? Do you bring copies of the books?
I have. I do a PowerPoint presentation. I will show them some of the slides. Most churches allow me to show the slides. There's only been maybe two presentations where they've asked me to not include the slides. But
cowards.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just where I'm at. You know, and you can't change anything if you change the legislation or the legislators, I should say. You know, unless you send the right people up there. And not just to Sacramento, but you actually, if you send the right people to your local school boards, I won't say they can find ways around these laws, but they can find ways to water these things down so they become of no effect, so that maybe you don't get you know, the kind of involvement from the kids that the state is hoping that you do. So you're getting involved in something called ballot harvesting here in California and some other states. It's a way to get more people to vote, but it's also a way that some have already found a way to corrupt that process as well. Why is it so important for the churches to get involved in this?
Well, I mean, it could be used for good. It could be used for evil. And, you know, it's legal in California to collect the ballot from a voter and turn it in on their behalf. So what we think is that if we can just make this, you know, a great thing to serve our congregation, we'll tell them if you're voting by mail, bring your ballot into us. You don't have to put a stamp on it. You don't have to go to the post office or to the mailbox. Just bring it to church when you come on Sunday. You're going to be here anyway. We'll take it in for you. How's that? And we're going to make sure that it gets turned in. Pastor will be making announcements, encouraging people to vote, and just come on, let's do this together. And hopefully we'll have a greater Christian turnout at election time.
Sure.
You're
the optimist. I've been at this for a long time, and the thing that I fight, since we're on the Christian track here, the thing I fight with most of my Christian friends is that God, you know, it doesn't matter who we vote for. You know, God's in control. Everything's wonderful. Everything's fine. You know what, guys? We're supposed to take care of this. We're supposed to take care of this country. You're wrong. God gave us government, so we're supposed to take care of government as well. And there's scripture specifically that tells you to go find godly men to rule over you. Now, a heathen isn't going to find a godly man to rule over them. Somebody, you know, who wants to freely have sex with 12-year-olds is not going to find a godly man to rule over them. It's not going to happen. So we have to step up. We have to do it.
There's that verse, when the wicked rule, the people groan.
Yep.
Right?
Right. And we were groaning for quite some time, and I'll leave it at that. But
especially but in California.
No, you're right. I mean, there's plenty of scripture out there that talk about, again, when people are in authority and they're loving God, they're doing God's word, then the people do live in peace. They do live in harmony. And, you know, again, when you have the wicked in these positions, you never know what to expect. Look at California. Sorry. I'm sure we have some really good people in the legislature, but we mostly, biblically speaking, we have wicked people ruling. And they're ruling in such a fashion where, you know, they're trying to take your school choice away from you right now. I mean, they're trying to close down charter schools and put some real hard rules in place for private schools so that everybody just goes running to the public schools. Well, you know what? It's not the best for every kid. You really care about kids? You should allow parents to decide where the kids go to school and how they get their education. But, you know, that
well,
would make
exactly. Elections have consequences, and you have to think about exactly who you're voting for and make sure that they share your values, because if not, you're going to feel the heavy hand of the government on your back, on your family's back, in the classroom, in your jobs, you name it.
Well, I tell my Christian friends the only ballot book you should use is the Bible. That's number one. Number two is you really need to look at these. Forget the R, forget the D, forget independent. You need to look at the candidates to see which one most lines up with your godly values, okay? Not your social justice values, but your godly values. And that's the person you should be voting for. So you've got an event coming up in January. How do people get involved? How do they help you out? What do you want them to do?
Okay. Go to our Facebook page, Real Impact, or to our website, realimpact.us, and we're going to put out an announcement in the next couple of weeks about this January event where we're going to help parents learn how to opt their child out of comprehensive sex education.
Yes.
There is a education code that is going to cover everything. And when I say everything, I mean the laws that say you can't opt out, because there are some school districts that are saying absolutely no opting out.
Right.
There are some school districts that say partial opt-out, but not on the LGBT part. And then there's some saying, oh, yeah, you can opt-out. So everyone has a different interpretation of the state law.
Right.
We have an ed code that allows your child to be opted out of this sex ed course for religious and moral convictions. And we want to explain that to people. It's going to be at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, live in person, but it's also going to be on Facebook Live.
Ooh.
So if you get our alerts, you will get the notification about where to connect with us. That
I think that's a great
idea. January 9th, yeah.
All right. And then how do people find your organization? How do they help you? What do you need?
Well, I just need them to learn about what's going on. So go to realimpact.us. realimpact.us, and that's where you're going to get a lot of the information about what we're talking about in our church and helping other churches with. But people need to educate themselves. That's the beginning. So educate yourself and then start showing up, like you said. Go to the school board meetings or the city council meetings or whatever it is. Get involved somehow. Don't just sit home and watch TV. There's a country and a state that we have, and it's worth fighting for.
I agree with you. They need to get out there. They need to get involved. Gina, thanks for what you're doing, and we'll push people towards your website, and I will have you on to keep us updated on what's going on, because, you know, when it comes to this, you have got to be all over this. There's no way you guys can wait till your child comes home. Remember, they're with them 6 hours a day. So if you really want for you to undo that with your 20 minutes or 1 hour a day you're with your child, that's almost impossible. So you got to be vigilant. Got to pay attention. Gina, again, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks.
Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we come back, it is going to be a smorgasbord. I'm thinking that Sonya Schmidt might join us if I can get her to show up. She was at Adam Schiff's event the other day, and she saw what was going down. And it, according to her, it was crazy. I mean, out of your mind crazy. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, write it down, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, and do something more than just sitting there drooling all over yourself. We'll be back in just a little bit.